Hi everyone, welcome to the 8th episode of Self-Discovery by NK. Today we're going to be talking about having an abundant mindset. Firstly, I will start by saying this episode comes with a disclaimer. If you're not ready to stop being a victim of your current circumstance and demand a change, then this episode is not for you. Feel free to skip to the next episode as I will be speaking to people who are ready to up-level their mindset and demand a change. I particularly used to have this mindset of going broke anytime I spend money. So what I usually do is to withhold the urge to spend money on stuff like upgrading my wardrobe, buying stuff for myself, or taking myself out on a treat, or even going out with my friends. I had the habit of turning down invites by my friends all in the name of I am broke. Well, don't get me wrong, we need money to pay bills, but for me, I might have the money, but because of the fear of going broke if I spend it, I end up not spending it and looking for more important stuff to spend the money on. But to my greatest surprise, I end up spending that money anyway. Whether I spend it on something important or not, the money definitely goes out and more comes back in. I know we have come across persons that might be richer than us, or people that we think that are richer than us still. That person will be saying that they are broke, and you will think that they are lying because clearly this person has a lot of stuff and is way better than you are, yet he or she says that they are broke. The reason behind this is that person actually lacks an abundant mindset. They always want more and not satisfied or grateful for what they have. I am not of the opinion that you should accept that you're rich when you're broke, but at least before you could say you're broke, you should know that you cannot afford like the littlest things. I mean, if that's the case, then you need to do something about it. But anyway, when we think of having an abundance mindset, we clearly picture it as something that is difficult to achieve, but I won't even blame us because we live in a country where there is scarcity and inflation, so we are always scared of spending because we are not being paid enough, yet we have to keep up with the bills and taking care of ourselves, or maybe because of our family dynamics that is if we come from an underprivileged or underdeveloped backgrounds. You know, just things like that. So when we think about our life and the structures that have been put in place in society, it's all based around scarcity. So we are not fully to blame, but regardless, we are living in a limitless world where there are so many opportunities where we can tap into, and we truly are the source of our abundance. We just need to open ourselves up to it. Abundance, like everything, is an energy. It is not something that we can tangibly hold. Just like money. Money is man-made resource. It's a man-made resource. But it is the energy we put behind money that makes it something. So that is the same with abundance. If you believe that you are an abundant person, that is what you're going to become. And you begin to recognize all the areas in your life where you already have abundance. You have no idea how having a positive mindset about something can make you content and happy. When you go to the streets and you find some homeless people or some people who are maybe people who has deficiencies or something, sometimes you see them smiling, happy, playing, and living their life regardless of their current situations. These people, they picture life in a very different way. They are still grateful for life regardless, and they have a reason to smile. And let's talk about you on the other hand, with a roof over your head and you're healthy, so as your family, but you wake up angry and sad every day, and sometimes you just get frustrated that you don't have enough money or the type of money you want. Come on, you just picture it this way. The first thing you should do about having an abundance mindset is to remove the word broke from your vocabulary. Right now, what I actually do is, instead of saying that I'm broke, I would say maybe I don't have the money right now, or it is not in my budget right now, or maybe I would say something like, that is not my priority right now, because saying that I am broke brings this negative mindset. It brings this negative energy entirely. And the scary thing about this thing is that if you consistently speak the word broke to yourself, even when you have money and you have abundance, you are still going to feel broke, because it is all about programming and it's about what you truly believe in. And I know some persons will be like, okay, I get what you're saying, but yeah, I'm still broke. What am I going to do about it? Of course, I know. But having an abundance mindset means breaking the fear and habits of the inability to live your life happily, because you've accepted that you are broke all the time. You know, you can start by writing down things that you're grateful for each day, even if it's the smallest things of life. The fact that you have a roof over your head and you have food on your table each day is enough for you to know that you're not broke. Or maybe having a mobile phone that you can subscribe anytime you want, or having people who care so much about you. You should take out time to write and think about these things carefully and get into the habit of recognizing that we have abundance within our reach, and then tap into it to recognize your potentials. I know maybe you may not have the money right now, but what resources are available to you that can help you make that money? If you have a phone and the internet, why not start from there and look for ways to make money out of it? So we need to stop allowing our broke mentality to deny us of what is really out there. There is so much to be grateful for. We don't just recognize it. Well, that's it for today. And stay tuned, and I want you to join us on our next episode on Self-Discovery by NK every Sunday, 8 a.m. Love and light.